Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Miguel. Sounds like you're having some problems with Sabrina. What's going on?
Yeah, it's weird. Actually, we haven't really had any problems. I guess we really aren't having any problems. But the whole thing is, it's been pretty casual. Like, not really serious. It's been about a month and a half of seeing each other. And then last week, I don't know what happened, man. It's been really rough.
Man, hate to hear that. Well, what's going on? What's been happening?
I wish I knew, because she won't talk to me. Like, not really. Like, I might get a text back, but mostly I don't. I've tried calling her, and that's just a losing battle for most people nowadays. Like, I only, you know. But I really can't figure out what's going on. I have my suspicions now, but even then, I don't know how we got here, like, to this point.
Well, can you share your theories? You said you had some suspicions.
I almost hate to actually say it, but I'm thinking it might be her parents. Ugh. Like, I know for a fact her parents do not like me. And Sabrina, she's the youngest. She's the baby, right, of the family. And I've looked past a lot of this BS. Like, I'm not dating her old man, you know. But
yeah.
That's the only thing I can think of that I might have, I don't know. I've wrecked this whole thing.
Okay.
I know I'm not making much sense.
Well, just so we ask, is there any reason you've given them, like her parents, to not like you specifically? Like, dude, what did you do?
Yeah.
It's only been a month and a half.
Yeah, I've never even met them. Like, hand to God, I just think it's more, I don't fit whatever their expectations are for Sabrina, I guess.
How do you know?
What's that mean?
Oh, my God. How do I say this? Her family, they've got it pretty good. Like, they're rich. Okay?
Right.
Yeah. It's not like they've always had money or anything. Like, to hear Sabrina tell it, her dad is some, like, hotshot doctor or something, and her mom is in business law, I think.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I guess I should say they've always been pretty well off, but it wasn't, like, generational wealth or whatever. Like, they didn't inherit it. They worked hard, is what I mean. But anyway, they're pretty stressful careers, right? Those two things. And I guess they have high hopes for where their kids would end up. And then by extension, who their kids would end up with too, I guess.
And then you come.
So,
yikes. Well, yeah. that sounds like a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Sabrina, she hates it. She always had to battle these super high expectations and things, and they're always pushing her to be better and do better, and it's never good enough. And I think that just now, that just extends to me. Like, yay.
Well, what's wrong with you, man? Like, why aren't you cutting it if you haven't even met them?
I'm not some deadbeat or anything, but also I'm not over here trying to go for my doctorate. You know what I mean? That's not in my cards. I've got a good job. I pay my own bills. I'm responsible. I'm just not on that level. I'm blue collar. I'm more blue collar than blue blood.
Okay. Well, is there any reason in particular you can think of as to why it would all like come to a head now? It really hasn't been that long.
Yeah. So they came down to spend the weekend with her right before she got all weird. Or whatever. I don't know what they said, what was going on during that time together. Maybe it was an intervention or like a come to Jesus meeting or something.
Wow.
But it really feels, yes, it really feels like there's like it drove a wedge between us. Like, I like to show Sabrina that I really do care about her and that I'm invested in whatever this is, whatever this is. I think it's still so new, but like, regardless of how the parents feel, I like to see where this goes. I'm undeterred.
He's undeterred. All right.
Love to see it.
Well, let's do this. We'll get Sabrina lined up and talk to her next on Frito and Katie.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Okay, Miguel and Sabrina. Not been together long, but long enough to know that her parents don't like him.
That's a plus.
I did like that he said he was what? He was blue collar, not blue blood.
Yeah, man.
He just thinks that maybe the parents have this very specific idea of a man.
Rich people
that
stuff?
They want Sabrina with, and he doesn't fit the bill.
No. Which is possible. I could see that.
And then something happened. The parents came into town, and now she's just kind of MIA.
Mm-hmm.
So let's figure out if we can't get this back on track.
Right.
Hey, is this Sabrina?
Hi. Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Sabrina. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. We are calling you today because we actually give away a date night package on our show where you get to pick, like, whatever you'd want to do and wherever it is you'd go, all of that. We even pay. It's a really cool thing.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. Do you have the right number?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
I know how it sounds. Okay, we know
right.
how this sounds. You're probably racking your brain thinking you didn't enter some kind of online contest. So, like,
Sabrina, just hear me. Hey, I'm here. Just hear me out. Okay, I don't know what all your parents are saying, but, like, regardless of how they felt, I don't want that to come between us.
Is this Miguel?
It is Miguel.
Yes.
And if you take the date, you have to go out with him. What a fun surprise.
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding me.
Uh-huh.
Hey. Wait a minute. Listen, what do my parents have to do with any of this?
I know. I mean, because I know what they must think of me, but I just want a chance, okay? I promise, the more they get to know me,
Listen. Just stop it. All right. They had nothing to say about you at all. As a matter of fact, they barely acknowledge that you exist.
Oh, ouch.
Is that
I think that's worse somehow.
Okay. All right. So is this in his head then? Is that the thing?
No. Listen, you guys, he's right. They don't like him. I should say they don't like the idea of him. I guess that's more accurate. But listen, it's nothing personal. They're like that with every guy that they didn't hand select out of, like, I don't know, a Brooks Brothers catalog or something.
Right.
But now I need Miguel to stop with me. I need some space. I just don't know how I can really cope with him. That's the way he is, apparently. I'm still trying to come to terms with it.
That's the way he is.
What way is that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. He is so bad with the little things, I guess. Like, so we spend a lot of time at my house, and I think it's because of the pool or, you know, whatever. Okay. I'm happy to be there. It's my house. But the thing is, he never helps me with anything when he's over. He sees me cleaning. He's like sitting there. I'm doing normal chores or something, and his is just sitting on the couch with his feet up on his phone, not a care in the world. So my parents were coming down one weekend, and I was not prepared for it. I was just like, I was freaking out. I'm cleaning everything. I'm going nuts, like, washing the damn walls, you guys, and Miguel, it sees me going through it, and he just continues to sit there like a bump on a log.
Oh, no.
And watch all his shows, and he got all slack-jawed. He doesn't have a clue, and that's just how he is, and I'm sorry, but you cannot reprogram that. You just can't.
Okay.
Like, but you never asked for help. How was I supposed to know?
Oh, my God. Of course I wanted help. You never offered. You acted as if it barely registered that I was running around like a deranged Amelia Bedelia or something like that. You know?
Amelia Bedelia?
Have you met
Great
you?
Reference.
You're kind of intense. And somehow you get even more serious when you're cleaning. It's like you're on a mission. And I'm not trying to get in the middle of that. I don't want to jam you up or like lose my arm or something. Just give me a list of stuff I can do next time and I'll pitch in. I swear.
Yeah. Well, if I'm stressed on time, that means that I don't have any of it to sit and make your list, okay? Just use your eyes, Miguel, and your brain, and maybe a dust cloth on occasion. There's one right there sitting next to you when you're sorry. Anyway, give a girl a break. Most of the mess is yours. I'm cleaning up after you constantly, and that's only adding to my stress, and I want you to be present enough to see what a girl needs to get it done and to just do it. I don't know, sort of anticipate my needs, maybe. Don't ask. Just do it.
Right.
Guys aren't psychic. You know that, right? We're also kind of dumb. You have to tell us what you want.
Well,
unless we shared a house, I'm not touching anything without instructions. And even then, they got to be pretty damn detailed.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, my God, no. Do not try and say this is an everyman thing. It's not. I think it's not unreasonable to ask for a little bit of help, Miguel, when someone is basically living at your place. Hello. And, you know, it's a shame because I really do like you. I don't want to go through a lifetime of this and just becoming some old nag, you know, just because you don't understand that the dishwasher doesn't magically unload itself or the vacuum doesn't run in the middle of the day when we're all at work or something, you know, like, damn, dude, this is a big deal.
Well, look, let's see what people think. Maybe they've been there, have some thoughts or
advice.
Yeah.
Something.
Like, y'all hang on the line, okay?
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.